This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems. You got them, we solve them, and today's all about...
We have a couple that I think they're thinking about like a joint honeymoon, but I don't know that she's on board.
Okay. Margaret?
Yay.
Tell us about your honeymoon.
Sure. Thanks for having me, by the way.
No problem. Congratulations on your impending nuptials. Sorry, we have to do that.
Yeah, thank you. So, yeah, we've been engaged for a few months, and we've started discussing, you know, honeymoon stuff. And I really wanted to go to Italy. Where I wanted to go.
Wow.
And my fiancé was not into it at all. Like, he wanted to try, like, Greece or something else. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he's like, let's do Italy. Let's do it. Let's book immediately. And I'm like, wow, okay, what's changed? His dad and stepmom want to come with us to Italy.
Okay.
Yeah, you're
on your honeymoon.
Where
you're gonna do stuff?
Yes.
Well, not in the lobby.
No, but I mean, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I'm not gonna lie. When I first heard what was going on, it was like a honeymoon with friends. That sounds amazing. That sounds like so much fun because then you could just hang out together and like, but. Dad and stepmom.
Because you don't want to, I don't know. I've been married so many times, I'd like to just address this for a second. Okay. Like, and maybe you can speak to it, Tiak. Like, on your honeymoon, it's so stupid because you've already had relations with your wife before, right? Most people have. But like, you're somewhere and you're having dinner and you're just like, God, let's just go to the room.
Ugh. Yeah.
You're like, I love you so much. We're married.
Yeah, we really did it.
And let's just go. Yeah. But if you have to like look at your mom and dad and go, we're going to go because we want to boink.
Like, yeah.
It just feels, I don't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if you're getting married, you're joining a family or you're accepting someone in a...
a family like that.
No.
I'm trying to be devil's advocate.
Okay, Margaret, do you like them?
Yeah, I mean, I like them, but I don't want to go on my honeymoon with them.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, small doses is better. You know what I mean?
Is he kind of a mama's boy, a daddy's boy? Like, what? Why do you think?
Said that they would help financially?
Yeah. What's the motivation for him wanting to go with them?
I don't know if they offer to help financially. That's a good question, but basically his dad, like whatever his dad says, he does.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, he's more of a daddy says this, I'm going to do this kind of boy. And it's his stepmom, so it's not, you know, they have an okay relationship.
Oh, it's his stepmom. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get the phone number in here. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
So do you feel like, if you want to go to Italy and your chance to go to Italy is now a four person trip otherwise it's out.
Yeah. I kind of don't want to go to Italy that bad, to be honest.
A few breadsticks here at Pizza Hut. Be about the same.
Okay. But so the plans are in motion. I mean, I think the people we need to talk to are like, has anybody done this? I mean, maybe not with parents. I mean, Aaron's idea of like
a fam or a friend trip.
My first wedding, like my brother was also in Mexico at the same time.
Oh.
So we did meet them for a dinner or two, But it's, and it's not that bad, but like imagining, you know, Margaret in her sundress in the countryside of Italy and just like, just wanting, it's like, I'm not wearing underwear today because I want, it's like, but I have to because your dad and your stepmom are there. Like, it's just like, I've not traveled to Italy or nor have I traveled. I've only gone to Mexico out of the country. Okay. But like, to me, Aaron, you do it all. Like, don't you go and kind of like, you're somebody else a little bit?
Not necessarily, but I do want to experience like the whole culture. So that's why it's like, the more the merrier for me.
Hmm. Well, don't you want, even if it's not relations, whatever, focus or, that's, yeah. Even if it's just like, sorry, we couldn't make dinner because we just got swept up in the Colosseum or whatever. Like, we just took our time. We decided to stop and get coffee.
But you wouldn't be able to do that because everything you do, it's probably like today's Colosseum day. So we're all going to the Colosseum.
Yeah. Get your fanny packs and we're going. God.
Hey, fanny packs are cool.
But he seems like, you haven't said no to this yet, but the reason you're contacting us is you feel like he's dead set.
Have you booked anything yet?
Yeah.
We haven't booked anything yet. I need him to see my way.
Okay.
And he's not like acknowledging my feelings. I just kind of need some advice how to deal with this because I don't want him to think that I don't like his family. That's not the case. I love them. It's just, like you were saying, like, I want to have some freedom on our trip. I want to be able to, like, make plans in the spur of the moment. It's not even just about, like, the boinking, you know? It's about, like, sleep in and then drive to a different city today. Or, you know, like, I don't have to clear it with other people.
And boink there.
And boinking, in the car, over the... all right, Margaret. Well, we're going to... This sudden change of heart is cool. Like, he gave in to you, but then he... gave into you with a condition which we don't like, so...
Well, and it's not even into her. It's into... He gave into his dad.
Yeah. All right. Hang on, Margaret. We're going to get you some advice. Do not move. All right. So,
I don't know. Well...
I don't like it. I'm just saying...
I don't like it either. Your honeymoon. I wouldn't want to go with friends either. I feel like the honeymoon is, it's called the honeymoon phase for a reason. It's just like, this is
your one shot of the first time you're going to be husband and wife and you have your rings and you're just, it's just different. When you finally have a ring on, do you remember when you first put a wedding ring on?
I do. Yep. And it fell off in the shower the next day.
I almost
lost it. Then we got to resize. Now we're good.
But I mean, you can't stop. You keep holding and you're just like, oh my God, we're married.
Yeah, we really did it.
And there's your dad. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. If you have advice for her.
Well,
on...
we're getting, oh, I don't, should I say this on? We're,
what?
We're getting a text that says that the stepmom wants to call in.
The stepmom?
Ooh.
I don't know if it's really her or not. I need to verify.
Okay.
Let's still get advice. Let me deal with
it. Call in with your advice for Margaret, who doesn't want the in-laws coming on their honeymoon, and we may be talking to the stepmom in this situation next. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're tackling Margaret's OPP today. And normally this is where we'd be taking a bunch of advice, and I think we're still going to get some. But like, basically, she's getting married. She wants to go to Italy for her honeymoon. Her fiancé has been kind of hemming and hawing. And then all of a sudden he's like, 100% all in. Let's go. One caveat. My parents want to come.
Yeah. His dad.
My father and his new wife.
Yeah. And she's like, well, that's not really what I had in mind for our honeymoon, but
I pictured us alone in Italy, but
most would for their honeymoon, but
right. So Margaret, Christine is your stepmom, correct?
Yes.
Well, she's on the phone and she thinks you don't have all the facts, and I normally don't like I'm not a huge fan of this, but everyone seems to be okay. Let's just, Christine, are you there?
I am. Yay.
What are we missing here?
Well, I have to tell you, I actually feel very, very sorry for Margaret because she has this whole thing backwards.
What? How did she? I don't understand.
Well, let me. I will let her know. My stepson is a big time user. He is basically, this is our trip that we planned, and he's glamming on it. He's a freeloader.
Oh,
what? Hold up. What? You're not disrupting their honeymoon. He's shoving his honeymoon into your trip.
Yes, he is, because we pay for everything for him. Everything. And she doesn't realize what a loser she's really marrying. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
We pay for his cell phones. Well, you don't really know who you're marrying, I'm telling you. And I, like I said, I feel very sorry for you.
Wow. Okay?
This was our trip that we planned. Mm. And he talked his father into making it his honeymoon and making you believe that he wants to take you to Italy because that's what you want. We are flipping the whole bill.
Okay. Before we explore the other loser parts of this, I don't know that I want to do much more of this. But Margaret, how's that hitting you so far?
I mean, you must be lying because this is ridiculous. I can't believe you're saying this about your stepson.
Margaret, I can show you all the documentation that this trip has been planned for a while. So I have no reason to lie to you, okay? But I know my stepson very well, and he's not going to take care of you. We pay his car payment. We pay his cell phone bill. We pay for everything, Margaret. Okay?
I mean, we're engaged now.
What?
Me and him are engaged. You couldn't have told me any of this stuff sooner?
When would she pull you aside and say, like, I don't know that we can blame Christine for not, like, were you aware of
that Margaret didn't know any?
You've been engaged for a couple months, okay? And this is the perfect opportunity to let you know what you're getting yourself into.
Okay.
Okay? It's only been a couple of months that you've been engaged.
Okay.
So, this is the perfect opportunity for me to let you know exactly what type of person you're marrying.
This is not probably, Christine, I just need you to understand, this is probably not going to sit well with your stepson, and it's definitely probably not going to sit well with your husband. Like, are you cool with the grenade you're launching on the radio right now?
Well, you know, it is what it is. What can I say? It is what it is. I'll deal with my husband and my stepson. It's about time he gets caught trying to be a Mr. Show-off and, you know, like he's something. He's nothing.
He sounds fed up.
Yeah, like
for sure.
Yeah, I'm sick of it. I'm really sick of it. And this is the perfect opportunity to let her know before she makes the biggest mistake of her life.
Okay.
Before any kids come in the picture. I mean, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Margaret.
So
I feel very bad.
Does he pay any of his own bills? Like, are you?
Doesn't pay a thing. He paid nothing. We even pay his car payment.
Okay.
No, he paid nothing.
Margaret, nothing. I don't want to put you through this much longer. How's this sitting with you?
I'm just. Things are kind of making sense now that she's saying this. Like, I pay every time we go out to eat. And like, I've paid for random things, like when he had to get his car fixed.
Okay.
And then our dog was at the vet and like he made me pay for it. I don't know, but I'm just really upset because I was having some feelings like I was just having some red flag warnings, but I really loved him so much. And I just, this is
Margaret, you're
really
a sweet girl.
you're a very sweet girl, and I hate to see him destroy you. So please, listen to me, and I can show you proof. And you know what? If this ends my marriage, it ends my marriage, because frankly, I'm very sick of it. Okay? I am really sick of it. You're a very sweet girl, and I don't want you to get damaged by this.
I'm not a huge fan of where this is going. It doesn't sound like this is the only marriage that... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Margaret, do you want to just... You want to just have some time to process and stuff, or yeah? Because I don't know that we need any more advice than the advice we've gotten. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
she can call me. She can call me, and her and I can get together by ourselves without them knowing.
Okay,
and I will show her everything.
Okay.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm gonna need to see proof of this, but I would. I think I need to see that.
Okay.
I love you. Really, you're sweet, but you deserve a good guy. You really do. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to break it to you this way.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can we just... All right. Thank you, Christine, for coming on. Margaret, are you okay? Like, we ought to just...
I just need to process this. I'm kind of heartbroken right now. Because I kind of believe her because some of this tracks.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it tracks completely from where we're sitting. And Christine has risked a lot to say that to you. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, that was good of her. I'm just, I gotta go, I think. I need to.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't you email us and let us know? I don't want to make a joke. Thank you so much for... This was fun.
Okay.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.